of one of the most difficult parts of the parshas, and something I believe is most relevant to human life, is the interaction between Yosef and his brothers. Yosef has been running Egypt for 9 years. Yosef knows that his father is in misery, mourning his death, a possible death, his absence. He makes no attempt to inform his father that he's alive. The devoted son, loving father, no, that requires a serious explanation. Yosef confronts his brothers. Yosef has withstood unbelievable nisyonos, and withstanding all those unbelievable nisyonos, remained Yosef a tzaddik. And because of that, he was Ola L'Gdula, became prime minister. And unbelievable cruelty to his brothers. The brothers, as I mentioned last week, realize it's an onesh min shamayim. Some of the brothers, 9 of the brothers say, Abol Hashem anachnu alachinu, because we had no rachmanos on him. They have no charata for sentencing him to death, no charata for selling him into slavery. It's a chesaron in midas that when he begged, we were insensitive. Reuven says, you're making a mistake. The onus is for the decision to kill him. I was against it. Yosef hears that. No reaction. Then he has this game, putting Shimon in prison with Binyamin, the back and forth. What is motivating him? Where is he coming from? Why is he doing this? He's causing unbelievable tsar to Yaakov Avinu by having Binyamin come down to Mitzrayim. No rachmanos for his father. Yosef a tzaddik. And then he finally went at a key point in Parshas Vayigash. When Yehuda says, his whole speech, Ki eich el elavi, how I'm going to my father, Hanar Enenuiti, Pene Revera, Ashigimsa, Safi. I'll see the dire, negative, bad consequences to my father. Vayochol Yosef lehisapek. He couldn't hold himself back. So, you'd say, finally his emotions gave in. Rashi doesn't say that. Yochol Lizbol. He's now decided to reveal himself to his brothers. For whatever reason, now is the time. Not because he couldn't do an emotion, nothing to do with his emotions, says Rashi. He didn't want to embarrass his brothers in front of the Egyptians that they should realize that they sold him into slavery. Very sensitive. Malbim p'nei chavero baraba. Maybe malbim p'nei chavero baraba. He's put them through unbelievable torture. No, very sensitive. Malbim p'nei chavero baraba. How does that fit? You have to remember, Yehuda, the whole conflict between Yehuda and Yosef, who's the melech? Let's go back a few parshas. You know the story of Yehuda, Vayeir Yehuda Meisechov. Whole story with Tomer. Tomer refused to be mauled. Tomer is taken out to be burnt. He's Gzeir Hotziuvat Hisorev. He mutzes, Yomroch. And she said, L'mi hachosemes v'hapsil mo'ele. She didn't say, Yehuda, these are yours. No. It's Malb Pnechaver Barabbah. Because I'll learn a halacha from it. It's better to be thrown into a kibshan age than to be malb Pnechaver Barabbah. Unbelievable. So Yehuda's standing there. But for him to admit would be absolute humiliation. Vayomer, said to me many. She's right, I'm wrong. He doesn't care. He'll be absolutely humiliated. But he can't go ahead with it. And as the Medrash says, at that point, it grew up. A baskol came out, Zocha Yehuda Lamalchus. Yehuda Ishemes. Now, the brothers believed they were acting L'shem Shemayim. They had a bezdin. There were 9 people in the bezdin. But they needed a minyan. Metzarif HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the bezdin. They were so convinced he was Chayiv Misa, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're part of the bezdin that's been giving a Gzar Din L'Misa. They're convinced. The Pasuk says, Vayikanu Berachu, they were jealous. What's happening? Chazal doesn't say anything about it. Chazal tell us they gave a Gzar Din L'Misa. It's a Mori B'Malchus. So what does Yosef say? Hotziu kol yishmei olai. I'm not going to embarrass them. I'm very sensitive to their feelings. Like, unbelievable. He's put them through Gehenim itself. He began crying. I'm Yosef. Ha'od Ovichai. Now those 3 words are strange. Is my father still alive? What do you mean my father's still alive? They've been talking about Yaakov and Yaakov and Yaakov and Yaakov and Yaakov. The very beginning. What does he say? He says, but they're talking about Yaakov from the very first. And they're talking about, what do you mean my father alive? What's the whole discussion about? It's a medrash. Very powerful medrash. Beis Halevi gives a very deep understanding of human beings. Oy lonu miyom adin, o lonu miyom atochocha. Oy gevalt, how are we going to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 120 years in Yom Adin? How are we going to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 120 years on Yom HaTochocha? It doesn't tell us what's the difference between Din and Tochocha. Pasuk says, Lo yochul echov la'an ososo. The brothers couldn't answer, Ki nivhalu miponov. Says Rashi, Nei abusha. They're embarrassed. What were they embarrassed? What's the busha? So Beis Halevi explains very, very simply. The biggest kibbut of that Yosef could do would be to get the brothers to do tshuva. for the Mechiras Yosef. The biggest kibbut of is to make sure that the Bnei Yaakov Avinu are on the Madrega to become the Yud Bei Shiftei Kol. That's kibbut of. The bigger if the brothers would not do tshuva for Mechiras Yosef, and they were not on a stamp madrega, then who knows what? But when a person gets a din in Shemayim, he gets a din for two things: what he did in this world, and for the consequences of what he did in this world. When Cain kills Hevel, Pasuk says, "Kol demei ochicha, sorkim alai minu adama." And Rashi says, "What does it mean? Why isn't dam ochicha, demei ochicha?" Because when Cain killed Hevel, he didn't only kill Hevel; he killed his children, his grandchildren, his great grandchildren, and so forth. Pasuk says, "Kapo le'amcho Yisrael asher podisa Hashem." Melamed shafilu yotzei Mitzrayim tzrichin kapara. My grandfather, 3,500 years ago, who left Mitzrayim, it's a long time ago, he was mashpia on his children, who were mashpia on his children. Somehow, there's certain consequences on me today, whatever they may be. Yeah. In his din in Shemayim, any consequence what he did goes to his plus or to his minus. It's the idea of Kaddish after a person's nifter. That's the idea of a yard site. So, the biggest kibbut of Yosef could do, we get the brothers to do tshuva. From the very moment came the Melech HaMitzrayim, he's thinking, how am I going to do it? And he understood someday they're going to have to come down. It's all planned. And that is when a person tells me this, that, my learning, my parents, the biggest kibbut of V'yam you can do is to learn Torah. Remember that. There's no pagia in your kibbut of by your learning Torah. Adira. The biggest schar in Shemayim your parents can ever have, they have children who learn Torah. Yosef understood Yaakov will suffer for 9 years, but for Yaakov's benefit, the brothers have to do tshuva. And what does he tell them? Yato. And Yaakov tells them, if I lose Binyamin, it's all over. He says, I'll die. I can't face it. Well, rather than say, Vosi Barosho. So how am I going to face my father? Now, Yehuda speaking. Yehuda's the leader. There's another reason he's speaking. He was a leader before. When the question was, sending Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, so Reuven said one thing. Vayom Yehuda Yisrael of Shulchanar v'nakum v'neich. Anochi erevenu miyodi tivakshenu. Im lo havi osu ve'lechu v'hitzakti l'fanechu v'chot tosu l'chor kol hayom. Says Rashi. I'm putting my entire Olam Hazeh and my entire Olam Haba on this. And if Yaakov, and if Binyamin doesn't come back, so then I will lose my entire Olam Hazeh, my entire Olam Haba. That's what it is. So he had a very, besides worrying about Yaakov Avinu, had a very personal vested interest in bringing Binyamin back. And not that it wasn't on his mind, because while he's talking, Yaakov Avinu, he says, Ki avdecha orav asana, I took an achrayus, and I may lose my entire olam hazan or entire olam haba, and that's why I'm the leader here. Wait one second. He revealed a deep negius to Yosef. And what does Yosef answer him? You're a faker. You care about your father? You don't care about your father. You care about your olam hazan or your olam haba. How do I know? 22 years ago when you sold me into slavery, you cared about your father? You didn't care about him. If 22 years ago when you sold me into slavery, did you worry with the impact on Yaakov, you know, how he's going to survive? You didn't worry about him. Ha'odo v'chai? Of course my father's alive. He survived it. But you didn't care about his survival. No concern for it. So don't tell me you're caring about Yaakov Avinu. That's not your concern. You're caring about your own house and your own habits, so stop it. And not only Yehuda, every one of you. What's your charata? You didn't have rachman already? No. You're so convinced that I was chayav misa, sold me into slavery. But did you care about Yaakov Avinu? No, you didn't care. You cared about everything else, but you didn't care about that. So don't say now you care about Yaakov Avinu. Where were you 22 years ago? And they couldn't answer. They realized the sheker of their entire 22 years. That's oylanu miyom adin, oylanu miyom atochocha. The din is for the avera. Tochocha is when you come up with an excuse. In 120 years, you're going to be in Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, so Yankala, why'd you miss Minyan? Well, I had a headache, I had this, I had that, it's the other thing. Cut it out. If the brothers couldn't answer Yosef, how? And that's exactly what the Medrash says. There's a deep honesty. And when the Torah says they thought he's chayav misa, they had a whole bezdin, so convinced, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when the Torah says, Vaykana Bo'elcha, the Torah sees talking down to the bottom of the human neshama, really what was over. And once you have something, you can come up with every mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's Kiddush Hashem, whatever you want. You can justify anything in this world. Can justify anything you want in this world. The human mind is a very flexible human mind. And that's where Yosef got what he wanted. The brothers couldn't answer him, and the brothers realized the sheker of 22 years. Now, very powerful story. But the story tells something about every one of us. Of honesty. There are two types of honesty. It's honesty to other people and honesty to yourself. And it's all one type of sheker. If you're brutally honest with yourself, you'll be brutally honest with other people. And if you're a faker to yourself, you're a faker to other people. It's one midas emes. Now, what I take away from this whole story, it's an unbelievably powerful story. Unbelievably powerful story of how even the greatest of human beings can sometimes fall into a situation of justifying the most horrible activity based on all sorts of L'shem Shammai. It's a story about Chana and Penina, the two wives. And So what is the story? Penina had seven children and Chana had no children. And Penina used to get under Chana's skin that she had seven and Chana had none. And Chazal tell us, Penina l'shem Shemayim neskavta. Yeah. So what happened to Penina? So Shiras Chana said, Ad Shakara Yoldo Rabbah's Bonamum Lola. Every time a child was born to Chana, one of Penina's children died. Chana had seven children, and the day every one of those children was born, one of Penina's children. Yeah. She wanted Chana to daven better. She felt that was an onus. She should do tshuva. All sorts of things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wrong. Wrong. We have to be very, very careful. Self-honesty is very hard. And self-honesty goes with being honest with other people. Honesty, emes is a midah. I know a few weeks ago, a certain young man had to take some tests or some credits to get someone. And there were two ways of doing it, honestly and with fake. Fake was easy. It came with bittul Torah, everything. So I said, emes is a midah. I never met an Odom Gadol B'Yisrael who was not brutally honest with himself, with other people. Never met him. Torah's emes. Now, that's one deep, important lesson. And that means all the excuses. Anytime you give a fake excuse, whether you give it to yourself or you give it to me, you give it to anybody else, so you are ruining your entire Midas Emes, you're ruining your Avodah Sakadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. Number two. The biggest chesed and kibbutz you can have is by your growing in Torah and Yiras Shamayim. Those are the two lessons I take away from this. A person who spends his life devoted to Torah, one thing is important to him, emes. That's what the Torah represents, emes. And you can't have a chelik in Torah unless you're committed to absolute emes. No bluff. That's what Yosef told his brother. Stop the bluff. You lied to yourself, you lied, and you've been living a lie for 22 years. And I put you through this Gehenna for one reason. For you to confront yourself in an honest way. I put Yaakov Avinu through a Gehenna of 9 years. I could have told him. I put him through an extra Gehenna of the fear of losing Binyamin. For one reason, to get you to confront the emes. That is the biggest lesson we learn from this week's parsha. It's the biggest lesson you'll ever learn in your life. If you want a life, it's a life of emes. If you don't have a life of emes, you're not going to have any life. won't have normal relationships with people, won't have constructive and healthy relationships with people, won't have a marriage, won't be a parent, won't have anything. That's why. There's only one, that is what Yosef said. Be honest with yourself and stop all the justifications for anything else. Because you can't be Yud Bei Shiftei Kor if you're living a lie, or you're living with a lie. It's the most important life lesson you'll ever learn from this experience.